A face of Moses that met God. Exodus, chapter 34, verses 28-35. Let us turn to a book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 28-35. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, without eating bread or drinking water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tablets of the testimony in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant, because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak with the Lord. It has been said that the most important thing in a human is a face. A face is a mirror of mind. When God created human beings, He designed it in such a way that, through face of a human being, we can get to know the personality, character and the heart of that person. If we carefully look into a face of a person, everything shows up through face of that person. Joy, sadness, and resentment and so on, these show up through face. When the mind of the person is joyful, face is brightened up. When a person is upset, face is gray-toned, gloomy-looking. When there is rage in a person's heart, if that person looks into a mirror at that moment, a person looks threatening and destructive. Check it out for yourselves by looking into a mirror. In Genesis, chapter 4, verse 6, the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast?" God asked Cain, who committed murder for the very first time as a human being. Then in Genesis, chapter, verse 7, he said, "If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door, it desires to have you, but you must master it." By saying this, he meant that through his face, he can already see that he is going to be a murderer. It was a warning. At the end, Cain murdered his own brother. Face tells about the life of a person and it shows how that person has lived his or her life in the past. So Lincoln said, if you are over the age of 40, you need to be responsible for your own face. Between the ages of 20 to 30, you have the face that you got from the parents. But if you are over 40, the face tells others about how this person has been living his or her life so far. Whether this person has lived happily, or unfortunately, or genuinely or in a fake way, the face tells it all. The words of today are about the face of Moses. When Moses received the 10 commandments from Mount Sinai, the light shone through his face. When people looked at the face of Moses that shone so brightly, they could not properly look at the face of Moses, because it shone so brightly. They covered the face of Moses with a towel. After Moses met God, the light shone from his face. This was the face that experienced the grace of God. As I was preparing the sermon, I thought of the face of Moses that shone so brightly. I was curious about myself as well, so I looked into a mirror to see my face. It seemed to me that I did not even have any light on my face and I looked so different from what the Bible described as the look of Moses. How about your face? Does light shine from your face? The fact that Moses had light on his face when he met God was that because he had joy, peace and a true comfort in his heart. Right now as well, if you came here with all sorts of worries, anxiety and darkness in your heart, then when you return home after this worship service, you will be full of joy and peace like Moses was. I pray and bless you all in Jesus' name, that you will all be like that. More than anything else, when Moses met God, the light shone brightly from his face. The light on the face of Moses means change. Verse 29 says, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant, because he had spoken with the Lord. The change took place in his inner hearts. After he met God, his face had light. The Bible says that he was not aware that his face was radiant, because he had spoken with the Lord. The light on the face of Moses appeared when he experienced the grace in his inner mind and soul. The roots are in the mind. He must have been extremely joyful and happy and feel at peace when he was coming down from Mount Sinai after he met God. This mind showed up through his face by bright light. That is right. The change that the Bible talks about is the change of mind deep down in its roots. The grace that Moses experienced in his inner being shone through his face. Jesus stressed most about the importance of solving the issues of the inner being. Always, he emphasized the need to have the change in inner hearts. Human beings can feel happiness, or cannot feel happiness, all depending on how the person approaches it, depending on the way and the view that person would like to see it as. In the exactly same circumstances, depending on the way the person looks at it, they have totally different feelings. The issue is not about the circumstances, but our way to approach things, our hearts. We need to be wise to choose the right direction of our hearts. As the ship sails in a sea, as per the set direction, our lives are the same. Prostitutes do not have problems in what they wear, but in their inner hearts. A knife does not kill a person. But when the rage does not get controlled in the mind, this becomes a tool for murder. A true change the Bible talks about is the change in the mind. In Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 22-23, Paul said, "You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds." The roots that move, influence and impact the thoughts, actions, are the minds of people. The Bible illustrated the minds of people as bowls. The value of bowls changes depending on what is inside these. If gold, silver, jewels are in the bowl, this becomes a jewel container. If a foul, dirty thing is in a bowl, this becomes a rubbish bin. In the same building, depending on what is in the building gets named differently as well. If there is a hospital in a building, the sign gets put up as a hospital. If there is a pharmacy, the pharmacy sign gets put up. If there is a restaurant in a building, then the sign gets put up saying that it is a restaurant. It is the same with a human being, too. If there is sin in the heart of a person, then that person is called as a sinner. If there is an evil thing, then that person gets called as an evil person. If God is in the heart of that person gets called as a Christian. The essential change takes place in the heart of a person. The heart needs to be healthy, beautiful, and also, the heart needs to have dreams and the heart needs to be pure. What do you think the problem in this time is? The problem is not about economy, but it is about the heart of people. The heart has been corrupted, sick, dark and depressed. This is an even bigger problem. But, people do not worry about these troubled hearts. As the roots of the tree need to be healthy to bear good fruit, in the same way, the hearts that cannot be seen need to be healthy, first of all. The light that shone through the face of Moses was something that resulted after he met God. After his heart experienced the grace, the light shone brightly from his face. A brightly shining face of Moses meant a face that has met God. In the Bible, Stephen was like that. In front of the crowd that gritted their teeth and stoned him, he sought the face of God on the throne. When Stephen did that, he did not have fear, but his face turned like an angel's. This is grace. This is what it is like for a heart that experienced grace. Moses lived an extravagant life as a prince in the palace of Pharaoh for 40 years. But he did not have any light on his face. There was no mention in the Bible that he had joy, satisfaction and happiness in his life in the palace. But as he heard a lot of moans from his people, as he walked through the difficult journeys in barren land, after he met God, the light shone from his face. It was because in his heart, he had joy, peace and hope that were from God. This is what a person who experienced grace is like. Closely have a look at the faces of Gwensanim's church elders, who had been faithfully serving the Lord and the church for a long time. Even though they have been aged, their wrinkles and the lines on their faces have been beautifully formed. Do you know why this is so? They have peace in their hearts, they are relaxed, and they sing hymns and have joy and hope in them. When the wrinkles form, they get formed beautifully, and their faces are beautifully aged as well. But, if we visit the care centers for the elderly, the residents play cards, and they look angry. If we carefully observe their faces, we can see that their face lines and their wrinkles have been roughly formed. They put heavy makeups on their faces, but it does not look natural and they do not look respectful. It has been said that the face of a person gets formed from the mind. Whenever you look into a mirror in the morning, think in the viewpoint of others, and think about how they will view me. As the light shone from the face of Moses, when he met God, I hope and pray in Jesus' name, that the light will also shine from your face. Secondly, changes in the life of Moses showed up through the life of Moses. Let us read verse 30 together. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. The people saw that God was with Moses. The Bible says that people saw the light that shone from the face of Moses. Verse 29 says, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant, because he had spoken with the Lord. Moses was not aware of it, but the people saw that God was with Moses. That is right. Grace is something that does not stay where it is. It results as fruit in a real life. Although Moses did not speak out about this, God showed him that he was with Moses. From the beginning of departure from Egypt, as shown in Exodus, chapter 40, verse 38, God protected him all the way through. So the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and fire was in the cloud by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel during all their travels. Changes in Moses did not only result on his face, but also in his life, too. People saw that God was with him and they followed Moses. Solomon was also like that. After he prayed to God 1,000 times, Spirit of wisdom was with him. Although he was unaware of it in normal times, when he faced issues, the Spirit of wisdom always helped him. When people saw that, they feared the Lord and followed Solomon. Also, because God was with Moses, he never was worried about what he would wear, what he would eat and where he would live. Because God took care of all. In Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 4, it says, your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Where on earth are these kinds of clothes? This tells us that God took care of all. These days, if there are shoes that do not wear out even we worn these for 40 years, and if there are clothes that do not wear out even we worn these for 40 years, then the world economy will collapse. It shows us that the life that God is with is different from all others. What is more important than worrying about where are we going, and what kind of job I need to have, and which businesses we need to run, is whether God is with us or not. Is God with us, with that business, with that job, with that pathway? This is more a critical question that we need to focus on. The way that God is with is a safe way. Because God is leading us, taking care of us, and protecting us. Have a look at people that God took care of in the Bible. God was with Joseph, even after he was sold to Egypt. God even blessed the Egyptians because of Joseph. When Joseph was wrongly accused and when he was jailed, the time in jail for me was not a time wasted. This was a shortcut for Joseph to become a leader of Egypt. I hope and pray in Jesus' name that you will also have blessings from God like Joseph had, even in all sorts of difficult circumstances. The Bible tells us this. In Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 2, it says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, the flames will not set you ablaze." In a world we live in, there are various tests. It tests us to walk across the river and it tests us to go across among the flames. There are difficult times, illnesses and painful periods as well. But a person that God protects and that God walks with is with God. When that person walks through the streams of water and is with God, when that person travels through the flames, the person that is protected by God does not get harmed and is guided by God. He said that I will be with you. I am God, your Savior. Like Moses that God was with, in your life, too, I pray in Jesus' name that God will be with you all. I pray in Jesus' name that your lives will be guided and led thoroughly by God. Thirdly, changes in Moses continued till his death. These changes showed up as blessings. In Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 7, it says, "Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak nor his strength gone." A saying that his eyes were not weak meant that his physical eyes did not get aged, but also this meant that spiritual eyes that looked up to God did not get weak. And God blessed Moses with good health. Until he was dying at the age of 120, he was strong. Spiritually and physically, he was healthy and it was God that blessed him with good health. How we lived our lives is important. Rather than how long we have lived, how we lived our lives is way more important. The way Moses died was also a blessing from God as well. In front of people and in front of God, his death was a blessed one. All the people were upset about the death of Moses. They dearly missed him. He completed all the set tasks from God and he was at rest in peace. He lived a long life and he had a blessing of health. His eyes did not get weak and especially his eyes that looked up to God did not get weak even till the very end. His spiritual health did not get weak. A true blessing of a believer differs from the others in the time of death even. While we are still on earth, it seems that the lives of the believers and non-believers are the same. But fundamentally, the death is different. Believers and non-believers get distinguished from the time of death. A person that has been saved and a person that has not been saved, the difference shows up from the time of death. A death of a non-believer is a scary one. It does not have hope. It does not have any longing. It is an eternal death. As the final time of life gets nearer, this person gets more anxious and fears more. In the U.S., a billionaire was about to die. He was crying out and pleaded saying, "I will give all the money to you that I got for all my life. Please could you extend my life by one more hour?" He insisted and begged on and on and on, and he left. He got extremely scared about dying in pain and asked to exchange all his wealth with 1 hour of life. But no one could put up with his pain instead of him and his life was ended like that. But, for a Christian believer, things change from the time of death. Christian believers also die, they also get ill, and they do not necessarily live long. Believers and non-believers all die at the end. But things are different from the time of their death. Believers are not fearful of death. They are not afraid of pain and anxieties. Because they have hope of heaven, which is eternal and everlasting. When I was an associate pastor, there was an elderly lady called Yukian Kwan. I was urgently asked to visit her home so I went. We had a worship service together. After the worship service, she told me that she is going to heaven in 3 days. "Oh, how do you know that?" I asked. Then she answered, "Last night, the Lord called me so I went. There was a really bright light. I was told that this was the throne of the Lord. I tried to get in. Someone then suddenly called me, 'Dear Yukian Kwan, I will come to you to bring you here in 3 days.' And they sent me back here." So she told me that she is going to go to heaven in 3 days. She then told me her stories. She had 3 children and they were all smart. They all went to the most prestigious university in Korea, Seoul National University. But they are away from God now. When I tell them about God, they all laugh at me. In 3 days, I received a phone call and I went to her house again with a group of church people. She asked me to sing hymns for her. So I held her hands and we sang hymns together. After we sang hymns, she asked me to sing again. "Please sing again. Please sing again." I closed my eyes and sang hymns for 30 minutes. While I was singing, I felt that she no longer had strength in her hand. I opened my eyes up, and she was smiling and passed away. Even a few decades have passed since her death, I still remember her image. She had hope for the heaven. She was so longing. Just like we had been living poorly and just purchased a new house, she was happily waiting to get to heaven. She was not fearful at all. The children that were with her when she was passing away all saw the happy smile on her face. They all got to accept Jesus as their Savior and got saved. The change in the lives of believers also shows up in the time of death. Moses was like that. My dear family in Christ, have a look at the changes that Moses had after he met God. From deep within his heart, he enjoyed the grace of God. Not only his face shone so brightly, but in all sides of his life, he personally experienced the grace of God throughout his life. God even blessed him till the very end until he died. When Moses was walking through the barren land for 40 years, the Lord fed him, clothed him and gave him things to drink. God guided the ways of Moses. That God is our God, that we trust and rely on today. I hope you will just look upon that same God and follow Him wholeheartedly. He will guide your ways in the most perfect way. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.